Hello, this is Peter Kane from Lucid, and joining me today is Fraser Cromarty, Director of Golf at Castle Stewart. Good morning, Fraser.
Morning, Peter.
Good to have you here. Preparations for the opening of the new season at Castle Stewart, how are they going?
Very good, exciting times, really. It's been a mild and good winter for us, so we open on the 22nd of March, and our team are sort of coming back in at the moment because our staff and our team here are very much seasonal. So they've just come off their winter break and coming back in, and they're all looking forward to the season ahead. So, yeah, 22nd can't come quick enough for all of us.
I'm sure it can't come quick enough for the people that will be playing here as well. Obviously, a major event later in the year is the Scottish Open. Can you tell us how things are panning out for that?
It's good. I mean, again, it's just an exciting week in the golfing calendar, not just for here in the Highlands, but sort of throughout Scotland as a whole. Hmm. We kick off our first series of meetings today, really. In the next wee while, we've got European Tour with us, and we're going to have our first planning meeting of the year today, later on, so that'll last for 2 or 3 hours and we'll get a better overall picture. But I was on the European Tour on their website the other day. You can get an update of who's entered and who's playing. And so we see a couple of the Ryder Cup stars from last year at Medina are taking part. So that's Francesco Molinari and Nicholas Coulthard. They've entered already. So that's nice. That's great.
That's fantastic to have a couple of Ryder Cup winners. I don't know how the American viewers will enjoy seeing those two guys again after Medina.
But I know.
And it's great that we're hearing that there's going to be a lot more coverage as well, as far as TV's concerned.
Well, you see, you mentioned there the Americans getting to see some of our Ryder Cup stars, but they'll get even more of them will see them now because NBC have signed an agreement that they'll cover the Saturday and Sunday live over in the USA. So it's great because that'll reach another 125 million households. So, I mean, if it's a 2.4 children household, it's 300 million people and throughout the USA. And it's not just, I mean, that's huge for not just the Scotland, but it's huge for us in the Highlands. I mean, we're sitting here at Castle Stewart, and we've got the backdrop there of the Murray Firth and Shannery Point and, you know, a lot of the iconic features, and you know, these pictures will get broadcast out the world, which can only be great for tourism here.
It's interesting you say that because Castle Stewart's been instrumental in the setup of a marketing vehicle called Highland Golf Links, which incorporates two other golf courses and other local luxury accommodation partners. Preparations and work on that's been ongoing for a while. And can you tell us a little bit more about why that group was set up?
We set it up about a year ago, so we're going into the second year of our formation, and it was very much, we're about the destination. We're not just about Castle Stewart, it's about the destination, it's about the Highlands, the visiting golfer coming into the area, and the visiting golfer comes here for 3 or 4 days, and they play 3 or 4 different courses, and they stay 3 or 4 nights. So it was pointless us going out and marketing ourselves on our own when we could do it collectively with 3 or 4 other key partners that are here in and around the Highlands. So so we've done that. You know, we work very closely with the Royal Dornoch Golf Club and the Nairn Golf Club, and another key hotels, Clawdon House, Royal Golf, Golf View, King's Mills, Lynx House is a wonderful new property that's about to open. I think it's 1st of June it's due. And of course the Golf View Hotel in Nairn. And yeah, we just go to various events, trade shows, introduce various operators and key customers into the area, showcase what we're about and just show them what it is we have here to offer their clients.
And if you could pull in some of that 300 million people that will be watching Saturday and Sunday live at the Scottish Open, that would be a good pull, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
We'll see.
Fraser, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.